Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here, your nationwide mortgage loan officer, licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'm here today to talk about refinancing. Before you turn the dial, I'm going through the top five, maybe six reasons why people don't refinance. And the reason why I'm bringing up this video is you're leaving money on the table, folks. Okay, so here's what's happened. I've talked to several people in the last week. We've called them up saying, okay, you're at 7.875. We can reduce your rate now. And they're like, oh, I didn't know I could reduce the rate. I didn't know I could really refinance. So what's all it entailed? And the one question that most people ask is, it's way too expensive because I remember the closing costs when I bought my house. I don't want to go through all those again. Well, I'm going to say today, I'm going to debunk a lot of the reasons why you probably put off refinancing your house with today's rates. So let's get over to it. What I did is you guys know how I like ChatGPT. So I went in here and I actually did this. I put in here, what are the top reasons why people don't refinance even with lower rates? So this is what we want to go over in today's video so I can debunk, let's say, maybe the top three or four of the six reasons why people don't refinance. So let's get over to it. You guys rely on me every day to give you all this information, and I love you for your feedbacks. But what we're going to talk about today is right through here, and I'm going to post this calculator right down below so you guys can use this refinance calculator to see if this helps you guys out. So let's get over to it. The top reasons are through here. And this, I'll say in chronological orders, I would have to give this a thumbs up because I like the data that's provided. So let's get over to the reasons, the top six reasons people don't refinance their house even when mortgage rates are down. So number one, closing costs. Here's let me go through this with you real quick. When you bought that house, you probably noticed, well, you got that closing disclosure and you're like, you got to be kidding me. There's like $10,000 in closing costs when you buy your first house. Well, yeah, that's true. A lion's share, probably 90% of that, if not more, is allocated to what we call the title report or the title insurance on the home. Okay, when you're refinancing a house, it's basically kind of the same things that you go through when if you were to buy the house, but there's a little bit of different differences in there. You don't have to verify the money that you're putting for the down payment because you already own the house. And the next thing is the closing costs. So let's break down the biggest piece of this equation. When you bought that house, you paid title insurance. And like I said, it might have been $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, maybe $8,000 in that transaction. Well, here in Illinois, and I'll give you this point blank because I'm located in Illinois, our closing costs, if I were to purchase my home, my closing costs would probably be about $6,000 or $7,000. However, if I go to refinance my house in Illinois, we have a title company that they have a flat fee of $900. Okay, so it's a fraction of what it is when you're buying the house. So that's number one. Number one is most people think it's thousands and thousands of dollars to refinance. It's not. Let me give you a couple of good tidbits as well with this. If you're trying to refinance a government loan like FHA and VA, in most cases, the refinance, unless you're pulling out cash, you don't need to re-verify your income. And you don't need a new appraisal. Just think how easy life would be if you did a mortgage and you didn't need to prove your income or you get a new appraisal. It'd be really simple. So then the next thing is, okay, Dan, how about those fees? Again, the fees are much more discounted when you're looking to refinance than when you're looking to buy. Okay, number two, the current term. Well, we don't want you to extend out the term any longer either. So here's what we do. A lot of people don't realize this as well. You can customize your term. So let's say, for example, and I'm going to show you an example here in a second. Let's say you took out the loan last year when rates were the decade highs in October and November of 2023. So if you locked in there, you probably closed on your loan in November or December. So in 2024, you started out your life with a mortgage on your home of probably 7, maybe 8%. Okay. So now you're thinking of, is it too, should I restart with a 30-year term? No, let's take whatever term you have remaining now and let's make that equal to or maybe even less than the remaining term you have on have remaining now. So hopefully we've debunked number two. So now the credit scores. Homeowners with lower credit scores may not qualify for the best rate or may find refinancing options unfavorable. You might, but you might not. So you never know until you really start looking out there. So a lot of people, they reach out to us, and even when they're trying to buy a house, and when we ask them their credit scores, a lot of them don't know, or a lot of them are like, don't put my credit because I can't afford it to drop any further than where it is now. Well, just to give you some information on your credit scores, and this is fact, when we pull your credit scores as a mortgage lender, you're going to get dinged between maybe 3 and 5 points. So if between 3 and 5 points is going to take you from, you know, the ultimate credit score down to where you think you'll never qualify, you might want to hold off for now, but reach out to us. We'd still like to navigate this environment because with a government loan, again, FHA and VA, that credit score is not as relevant to your rates as it is in conventional loans. So hopefully that there, I hopefully debunked or at least give you some information on option number 3, why people aren't refinancing. Okay, the next thing is fear of uncertainty. Some homeowners may be hesitant to refinance due to uncertain future financial markets, potential job loss, or changes in personal circumstances. Well, in most cases, the refinance is to put you in a better position. It's one, maybe we can lower your rate, drop down that payment, so that'll help you in the long run. Or two, maybe pulling out cash at this time for reserves, or maybe paying off a lot of high interest rate debts that you have to consolidate everything into one easy payment that might make your life a little more easy. Put it that way. So let's take number 4 and say we debunk that, because if you look into refinancing, if it doesn't make sense, you don't have to do it. So all you might have done is wasted maybe 15, 20 minutes of time filling out an application. So that's number 4. Lack of awareness. Now this is, I would probably put this all the way up at the top. Most people don't know. Once they buy their house, I've even had people say, well, once I buy my house, how do you even refinance? Well, that's what prompted this video. So if you don't understand, you know, once you buy a house, are you stuck with that rate forever? No, you have tons of options. And that's what we would love for you to reach out to us. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video so we can chat. And then the last but not least, it is timing. Homeowners may feel that it's not the right time. Rates are going to come down a little bit lower. Maybe my house is going to go up in value a little bit more. Wonder if it doesn't. Let's say that the rates come down a little bit and you have the opportunity to refinance and then they go back up. Or let's say they don't and they continue to go down and down and down and down. In that situation, we want to see what your break-even point is and how long it would take you to recoup your costs. So let's get over to an example. So right through here, again, I want to give you a refinance calculator, and I'll put this calculation right down below in the descriptions. Here's a client that we currently have, and I'll give you the details behind it. Last year, we closed this client with an FHA loan, and the loan amount was $350,000. The rate was 7.875, and it was on a 30-year fixed. So that's where they were back at that time. They closed, and it funded January of 2024. Okay, so now what's happening is we contacted them, and we're like, well, you can refinance now at a rate of about 6.5%. Okay, so they're like, well, they went through the same things you have. Well, the costs are way too much. Well, in this case, their maximum cost we're going to put in here is going to be $2,000. And that's the case where it's probably most likely going to cover your credit report, your verifications of employment, your appraisal fee, and possibly your title fee. Now, some of those might not even be relevant. Again, if you have a government loan, FHA and VA, you don't need a new appraisal, only if you have a conventional loan at this time. So those are things to focus in on, because those will drastically reduce your costs. Okay, so the cost on this is $2,000. So the new loan is $350,750. Okay, rate 6.48%, 30-year term, and we're going to close, and their first payment will be due in April. So let's get over to this. What's their savings here? They're going to save $325 a month. That's a lot of money, folks. You scroll down here, it's going to save them a total of $85,000 in interest. And right through here, here's the biggest piece of the puzzle we want to show you. The cost in this one, they'll have a recapture in 6 months. So after 6 months, let's say rates come down even further. Well, basically, this one's paid for itself, so maybe look to refinance again. I think it was 2020, I refinanced my house 2 times because rates continued to come down and down and down, and my break-even put me in a position where I was able to do that and not really feel any effects to that. So this is how refinances work. It depends on what type of loan you have. So just a real quick recap, if you have a government loan, that's FHA and VA. If you're looking to refinance with no cash out, we can streamline that process for you with no appraisal fee needed, and we don't need to verify your income. As long as your credit score is in line and you haven't missed a payment in the last year on that mortgage, you should be good to go. So how do you get the ball started? Well, let's go roll over to my website. My name is Dan Frio. I do reports like this every day on my channel. I'm actually a nationwide mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I work at a bank called SurveBank. SurveBank is one of the country's largest mortgage servicers in the whole country. We're number 10, actually. But we're also a large mortgage brokerage. So think of this. Our slogan is this: one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, working at SurveBank gives me a national license, and working at SurveBank also I offer the SurveBank products, but we're also affiliated with over 30, I think there's like 38 different banks, lenders that we're affiliated with right now. We can offer you their programs and their rates. So let us take the heavy lifting off of you in this process, and let us take care of this for you. It's how do you reach out to us? You can reach out to us. Just go to therateupdate.com and put in your application. I don't really want you to do that. What I'd prefer you do is schedule a consultation. Let's go through some of these questions. Let's go down through it and say, okay, what's the closing cost going to be? Well, what kind of loan do you have? And I can break it down to you to the penny. What's your current term? We can structure it to that term. Maybe we can even reduce the term, because let's say you go back to this and say, Dan, I'm comfortable with the payment I'm doing now. Wonder if what term can I get and keep the same payment? Well, we can do that for you as well. Credit scores, we'll pull that at that time, and I'll let you know what you can do with it at that time. Fear of uncertainty. Well, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Okay, so check it out. Kick the tires. There's no obligation at all. We'll go through the numbers, and if you don't like it, you don't have to do anything. Lack of awareness, that's what I'm trying to do in this video. I'm trying to make you aware of all the options that you have. And then timing, please never try to time the market. I don't care if you're looking to buy your first house, if you're looking to buy stocks, invest in a company or anything like that. Please do your due diligence. And when you feel that it's right for you, your family, and your finances, that's when you should be doing it. So my name is Dan Frio. You can check me out at therateupdate.com. If you'd prefer to call us, you can do that as well. Just scroll down to the bottom of our website, and you're going to find all that information right through there. Our 800 number is 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. So if you want to leave some comments, leave those down below. But if you have any questions for me directly, please email it to me with your name and phone number. Love to call you so we can chat. Thanks so much for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye-bye.